Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A few years ago, a lot of people were down on WWE, and I can explain this to you. One of our major stories was about pouring dog food onto our top babyface. So unless you were four, you probably didn't enjoy this. But even if you were four, you're probably watching it going, what the flub is going on? The truth was, though, there was an easy fix there, because just don't tell stupid stories. And a far more pressing issue was the fact that we didn't have any major stars. Like, Roman Reigns was fine, even when he was doing nonsense like this. But everybody else, you've heard it a thousand times before, was stuck in 50-50 purgatory. Now, I think Triple H was well aware of this, because ever since he has taken over, oh my gosh, WWE is just overflowing with these people to the point they are sitting on a gold mine. And why? Here's why. Now, I'm sure you've run these through your head many a time, because we are all fantasy booking nerds deep down in our tum-tums, but let's start with the most obvious one, CM Punk. When he did a re-emerge at the Survivor Series last year, everyone got super excited because, of course, the person we wanted to see him go at it with was Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins had said bad stuff about CM Punk, and CM Punk had said bad things about Seth Rollins. And given that Seth Rollins was the world champion, and given that these two main eventing night one at WrestleMania would have been perfect, well, put your hands together and send a letter to your uncle. This was proven true as well when they did start verbally going at it on Raw, and I was so excited for early April when the wrestling demons got involved. CM Punk got hurt. Damn it. Now, during another era, who the hell knows what would have happened, but in this one, we just pivoted. And given that it was Drew McIntyre who caused CM Punk's tricep to rupture, we just went, all right, we'll throw Drew in there. And my word, they created magic. This really was some skilled booking as well, because we knew that CM Punk and Drew were not going to fight when we got to the Showcase of the Immortals, and yet when it came to social media, or when it came to internet buzz, people were just so excited about this, and they were even launching themselves towards SummerSlam, going, well, by then, maybe we can get McIntyre versus Punk, and no way would this have happened 5 years ago. In fact, you would have tuned into SmackDown and gone, oh, well, surprise, surprise, they told me there was going to be 10 matches, and I got none. At the same time, though, Punk was also still beefing with Rollins before Mania 40, when he got into it with Cody Rhodes as well. It meant that coming out of the pay-per-view premium live event, CM Punk has three major matches. As of me talking to you, he hasn't even been cleared. Like I say, when we do get to this Drew McIntyre match, I'm going to do the dance of joy. I mean, McIntyre has proper beef here as well, because of course CM Punk did screw him out of the title. And without wanting to be that guy, meaning I'm 100% going to be that guy, it is what a lot of individuals have been asking for, because this was a major calling card of the Attitude Era. Now listen, a lot of the stories back then were absolute drab, but when it came to the individual wrestlers, everybody had a purpose and everybody did have a narrative, so you could have a random favourite, even if they weren't main eventing every week. People started to feel important and weren't just hanging out and playing Nintendo. And that's when you get into the deeper nooky cranny of professional wrestling, which is ensuring that you are emotionally connected to these people. And as soon as you've done that, well, you can kind of do whatever you want. During all this as well, Punk was throwing barbs at Roman Reigns, who also threw barbs back. So that's another one. If we do take CM and move it over here and jump over to Cody Rhodes, my word, we can have a party with him too. I mean, we started with AJ Styles of all people, which is a match the fans have wanted to see for ages. And in the background from this point, I suppose until we get to 2025, do you know who is waiting? That's right, it's The Rock. And imagine anybody had told you this even 6 months ago. I mean, even if I'd gone, I'd tell you it's going to be Roman Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania 40, you would have slapped me around the face. But I'm pretty sure that when we do get to next year's WrestleMania, unless something we haven't foreseen happens, it is going to be The Rock versus Cody Rhodes. And if we build that right, given the story we already put in place, My word, it could be fantastic. I mean, Dwayne Johnson has apparently already told WWE he will try and build his schedule around this. So not only did we get him in 2024, but we'll probably get him in 2025. And let's jump forward to 2026. And like I say, we'll get into this more in a second. But that will probably be The Rock versus Roman Reigns, which will be the final boss's last match. Let me just give it a round of applause. SummerSlam could even be built around the fact that Cody Rhodes is defending the championship against somebody like Gunther. We still need that CM Punk match. And let's not forget, there's also a quiet feud sat in the background that nobody has brought up yet. And that's with flipping Randy Orton. And should WWE wish they can wait until Cody loses the championship before they do this one? Because the history that these two have, if you did tell it right and you went back to the legacy days, you could get so inside of baseball to the point everybody would absolutely love this. And Cody really enjoys Randy and Randy really enjoys Cody. So I bet they sit down and construct some kind of a masterpiece. But I tell you this secretly, deep down in my tootsie toes, out of all the matches that we're talking about today, this is actually at the top of my list. We've already mentioned SummerSlam a couple of times too, and I think by that point CM Punk should be ready to return, so you could do the Drew match there. And another person that should be coming back from injury is Seth Rollins when he does do that. Do you know what we can finally put to bed and draw a line under? It's what we've been asking for ages, and it ties into WrestleMania 2, which makes me think it is the plan. It would be Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns. I mean, I don't see why you do the Shield gimmick or continue to remind everyone, oh yeah, when Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins did last fight, it was a DQ, unless you are going to pay this off. Let's just jump across to something else here, because so far, I've only talked about the men's division. It's pretty much the same with the women's. But it does feel like Triple H is trying to bolster things there as well, and while Rhea Ripley's injury was absolutely terrible all around, much like most things in sports entertainment, if you build the comeback right, it could become one of the biggest things ever. But I would go full Becky Lynch too, and once again, if she is ready to come back at SummerSlam, just have her walk down the aisle, and whoever is the champion, Rhea Ripley, completely destroys them. And I know you're going, why would we do that to somebody, Simon? And I'll tell you why, because if Rhea continues to go on the trajectory that she was doing before she did get hurt, you think she's a big star now? She is going to shoot out of the atmosphere. There's also Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair, which also has to be written down somewhere on a piece of paper, because why else are they teaming together? And talking about Bianca Belair, do you know who she also has history with? Rhea Ripley. So isn't this ridiculous? I mean, if you were a fan of NXT, you know, on the main roster, we barely touched it. And I really do think you could stretch this madness out to WrestleMania 50. By then, the Iron Sheik still wouldn't have made it to the ring. Tiffany Stratton will probably be blossoming towards the end of the year as well, which is when we also bring Rhea back into the frame. I spoke about this on another video. That feud could be so damn good because they are the complete polar opposites of each other. And if we really lean into this and they're happy to take shots at the other one and say, oh, you're on the dark side, you're on the light side, you wear pink and you wear black, once again, it could really be something that we can sink our teeth into. Also, Stratton does get over like the heel everyone expects her to. My word, she is just going to be mad. Wouldn't surprise me if this goes for all the tag team belts as well, because again, it's an area WWE feels like they're focusing on. And think about all the other superstars we haven't even mentioned. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Damian Priest, Dominik is going to get ridiculous. If we do get it to the stage that any of these dudes can be moved up into a main event position at a click of a fingers, then you have just solidified two wonderful television shows and pay-per-views premium live events that are always going to be interesting and they're always going to be intriguing, even if you don't have a WrestleMania, a SummerSlam, a Survivor Series, or a Royal Rumble. That's why I think the state of WWE is in a golden age right now. The whole thing just excites me. Now look, I already know that I would have missed a ton of key names here, but that's probably deliberately, so you can tell me in the comments below. Here's a little game for you. Take out any name that I have mentioned and try and come up with a somewhat dream match of other people that I haven't talked about. I bet within 5 minutes, you would have a WrestleMania-worthy card. I mean, look at what we've already done in 2024. We had a tag team match with The Rock in it. And once again, nobody would have believed you at this, even if you had told them in January. Let's not pretend this wasn't the plan either, as clearly it has been a priority to WWE, and long may this continue. Because you know, WWE is like any company in the world. Of course you have to have your stars, but you have to have people opening the show too. And only then can you construct a wrestling product, as the numbers are showing us, is doing really, 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 really well. Now, as already mentioned, please do in the comments below and let me know your dream matches using the roster that we do have available right now that I haven't talked about. I mean, I barely mentioned Jey Uso, and with Roman Reigns, I only gave you one name, and look what's happening with the Bloodline on SmackDown right now. If you do it right, Solo Sikoa versus Roman Reigns is also gonna be fantastic. We are eating the good steak. and we should enjoy it. Also, please do like the video, share the video, and subscribe, and click the video on the screen, which is me just moaning and complaining about wrestling. Not true, I'm way too positive. And if you are like Simon, why are you in a strange hotel room? I am currently on tour with the Last Match musical, and thank you to everyone who has come out so far and said nice things. The whole thing is blowing my brain, but I love that we can keep these videos up too. Because you're my friend, and I'm your friend. Hopefully, see you soon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.